You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we answer your questions. Questions can be sent to 877-726-8255. Call anytime during the week, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those questions in a few moments, and we got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about a remarkable new attribute of melatonin. Melatonin we tend to associate with sleep. But there's more to melatonin than just a sleep aid. Also, yet another consequence of nanoplastics, microplastics that are in our environment, can be associated with all kinds of harmful changes in the body, including the acceleration of our aging. We talked about that last hour. Yet another problem associated with these ubiquitous particles in our environment. And this item has to do with a new disease definition. Okay, we got the familiar diseases. We've got hypertension, we've got diabetes, we've got cardiovascular disease, and on it goes. There soon will be a new official disease definition, clinical obesity. And you may say, well, that's not new. You know, everybody knows that overweight people are more prone to illness. But this is a shift in our view of obesity, defined as a, quote, condition of excess adiposity. All right, so who among us does not have some excess adiposity, some extraneous fat cells that render us overweight? Very few people these days are normal weight. It's the minority of individuals. Now, over 60% of Americans are considered overweight, and that's by conservative estimates that are quite lenient. So this has some implications, okay? Because once you establish something as a disease, well, it earns a right to be treated medically. It is no longer a lifestyle problem, okay? We could say that underactivity is a lifestyle problem, but is underactivity a disease? Well, it hasn't gotten an official disease designation. Otherwise, people would get free memberships in gyms to alleviate underactivity, right? It would be something that government programs would subsidize and insurers would subsidize. Some do, but it's only the more generous minority that do so. So with moving obesity into a disease designation, we now open up the possibility that it is a medical problem that is to be treated with medication. And we already have a raft of new medications. We have currently at least four: Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, Zepbound. that are extraordinarily effective at helping people achieve weight loss, but they're super expensive. And the head of Novo Nordisk was recently called on the carpet in front of Congress. He flew over from his home country of Denmark to face the withering criticism of Bernie Sanders, who said, "How can you guys be making billions and billions of dollars off the backs of poor Americans who are expending extraordinary amounts for your medications? You got to cut the prices of your drugs." And the Danish guy just shrugged his shoulders and said, "Hey, you know, research and development is very expensive, and we've earned it, and, you know, we're doing the best we can, but these drugs are expensive." But by making obesity a disease, we now enter the possibility where insurers and Medicare not only will opt in some circumstances to cover these medications, but will be forced in virtually all circumstances to give these medications to anyone who's even a little bit overweight. Now they have some criteria. You have to meet the criteria. You have to have a body mass index above a certain level, or you certainly, if you have diabetes or an obesity-related condition, and who doesn't have, you know, potentially an obesity-related condition if you're overweight, the doctor has to kind of sing for your meal, you know, get a pre-authorization for the use of an expensive drug. But this is going to place extraordinary burdens on Medicare and on insurance companies. But who cares, right? Because the money flows and nobody asks where it comes from. This introduces the possibility that in the future, thin, fit people will be subsidizing enormous medical costs for overweight, unfit people, which is kind of a moral dilemma for our healthcare system. Should people not be incentivized to maintain healthy diets and to exercise? And by no means am I suggesting that diet and exercise is the answer in all cases to overweight, because it most certainly isn't. During my medical career, I've met scores of patients who do the best they can with diet and exercise and still can't achieve optimal weight. So this is kind of a slow creep towards medicalization of a condition that was once thought to be a moral failing. Certainly it isn't in many cases, but we are removing the moral risk of poor lifestyle habits by, in effect, subsidizing treatments to reverse the effects of poor diets and lack of physical activity for millions, tens of millions, and perhaps ultimately hundreds of millions of Americans. It's an interesting, brave new world that we're entering with these weight loss drugs. 877-726-8255 our number. And as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stocked the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, which is drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products using ingredients that are backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health: Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. And we talked about K2 last hour, and an unexpected benefit, which is that it could reduce nocturnal leg cramps. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health in a variety of ways, by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, as well as promoting healthy vascular structures. For more information and order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. It's one of my favorite brands, and I take their products and frequently recommend them. So 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's hear one of our calls.
Wanted to know your opinion if I should be concerned. Just to give you a heads up, there was a routine urinalysis, and they did find, I'm assuming it means white blood count, esteres, and it is on the abnormal range of 1+. Wanted to know if you think that I should be concerned about that. Also, they found a trace of occult blood, and the RBC was also 3, in the range of 3-10. Just wanted to know your opinion, if I should be really concerned about them finding that, or if it's due to a urinary tract infection that maybe I might have. Just, again, wanted your opinion to see how concerned I should be.
Okay, so this is an instance of what is called asymptomatic bacteriuria. The things that you mentioned, this is from a urinalysis, a routine urine test, are indications that there may be a very low-grade infection. So asymptomatic, no symptoms. Bacti, that stands for bacteria, in the urine, bacteriuria. And so this condition is benign, but it may be a prelude to a urinary tract infection. So even, you know, when you have some red blood cells, that also is a concern and generally results in a bit of a workup to see, you know, not so much, you know, the white blood cells, that would be urinary tract infection. You can get red blood cells with a urinary tract infection, but you can also get red blood cells with some kind of kidney problem or some kind of bladder problem. And usually that results in a referral to a urologist to get checked out. So your doctor may or may not decide to do that. I don't know what your medical history is, whether, you know, they're confident that there's no other problems. But what about asymptomatic bacteria? If it's not bothering you, what's the problem? Well, number one, it could develop into a urinary tract infection. It could even develop into a kidney infection, which is potentially very dangerous. Does it merit giving you antibiotics? Well, no, because, you know, the old adage is don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes. Keep your powder dry. You don't want to shoot your wad on powerful antibiotics unnecessarily to quell a very minor infection because you may really need those antibiotics if a serious infection occurs. You'll develop antibiotic resistance. But there's also a suggestion that folks who have what's called asymptomatic bacteria are at higher risk of dying. Not from that, but just it is a sign of generalized, you know, just like inability to get up out of a chair, generalized weakness or frailty. It is a bit of a concomitant of aging that portends a little bit of a downward decline. And so, you know, get it checked out. Consider using something like D-mannose to clean your urine, you know, a teaspoon or two daily. Has a beneficial effect on very low-grade infections, a preventive effect on urinary tract infections. That may be worth trying. But, you know, follow up with your doctor on this finding because I'm not, you know, he or she can put it into proper context and order any additional tests that you may need or treatments. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Anytime during the program or during the week, call it. Record a question or speak to me directly. This item, yet another problem associated with nanoplastics. So we talk about the ubiquity of these plastic breakdown products in our environment. And it used to be thought that, well, the problem with plastics is all the compounds they exude, like bisphenol A, that are harmful. But it's actually the plastics themselves. They're so tiny, the particles, because through wave action in the ocean and in the soil, they break down, but they don't go away. They're forever particles. Plastic is notoriously difficult to degrade. It is not biodegradable. So yet another problem. Nanoplastics can reduce the effectiveness of antibiotics. Researchers at the University of Vienna looked at the impact of the presence of nanoplastics on the effectiveness of the antibiotic tetracycline. And so they found that nanoplastic particles can bind tetracycline and thus impair the effectiveness of the antibiotic. The binding was particularly strong with nylon. And these days, lots and lots of nylon clothing, you know, these synthetic fabrics. They said the micro and nanoplastic load is around 5 times higher in these areas than outdoors, in indoor environments. And nylon is one of the reasons for this. It is released from textiles and enters the body via respiration. The particles are so small that you breathe them in. This item: high levels of omega-3 may protect against cancer. Fish oil supplements could help guard against the overall risk of developing cancer. Big study, 250,000 people. They found that higher levels of omega-3 were associated with a lower risk of developing cancer. Participants with higher levels of omega-3s had lower rates of colon, stomach, and lung cancer, in addition to lower rates of other digestive tract cancers. So big study out of the UK. Over 250,000 people followed for more than a decade, and omega-3 levels proved protective against development of cancer. This published in the International Journal of Cancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And we're going to take one of your recorded questions. Let's hear it.
I was wondering, why is lanisterol not a treatment for cataracts in the United States where it is legal all over the rest of the world? Thank you.
Okay. So we're talking here about a treatment for cataracts. And the idea is that as you age and as you're exposed to environmental pollutants and sunlight, the transparency of the lens in the eye opacifies. And the result is that your vision becomes blurry and dimmed. You lose color sensitivity. And ultimately, you may need cataract surgery. And these surgeries are so popular, you know, virtually anybody who lives the age of 90 is going to undergo cataract surgery. So if you've ever seen some of these infomercials where they show like old cars with like sort of, you know, dim, not very transparent headlights, and they apply some remarkable compound to the outside of the headlights, and then the headlights become all of a sudden clear again. You know, I'm a little skeptical about those advertisements. I haven't tried those products. Besides, I wonder what kind of harmful chemicals are in whatever compounds can transform opaque plastic into clear plastic, you know, some sort of crazy solvent. The idea that we can use some kind of drops to reverse cataracts is very appealing, because a lot of people, you know, they don't want to go into cataract surgery. I mean, it's on the eye. It's kind of icky to have a surgery on your eye, although it's very easy these days. It's very successful. Side effects are minimal, usually. I mean, there's always side effects with any kind of procedure, but they've got it down now, so it's fairly routine. It can be done at any age. So you don't have to be in good cardiovascular shape to have that kind of surgery. The idea is that we can apply some drops to the eyes, like maybe antioxidant drops. It's been suggested that N-acetylcarnitine can be helpful. And it's also been suggested that lanisterol can be helpful. Now, lanisterol is a sterol, and it sounds a little like cholesterol, right? So it turns out that the lens of the eye is pretty rich in sterols, including cholesterol. And an article came out, a study came out in 2015. Chinese researchers found that using lanisterol eye drops could prevent and reverse protein aggregation in lenses, which can reduce cataract formation. This is 2015. Okay, so it turns out that lanisterol is very rich in the lens, and it's not clear exactly how it works. They say it may work by coating some of these protein aggregates, making them water soluble again, sort of like changing the conformation of these proteins so that they become transparent again. Okay. Well, it's kind of a tall order because, like, when you take egg white and you put it in the pan, it opacifies. How do you make that go back? Well, applying heat is a form of applying oxidative stress to the proteins in the egg white, and then the egg white cross-links and changes and becomes opaque. So how do you reverse that? Well, you can't. I mean, great if you could, but it'd be kind of a magic trick. Okay, so 2015, I kind of launched the lanosterol fervor. And in many parts of the world, lanosterol is available. Why? Because there's, frankly, less regulatory stringency in many parts of the world. Not because it works, but just because the regulatory folks aren't clamping down on it. They say, well, you know, there was a study in 2015, maybe it works. But here's the problem. Big study, 2019, they evaluated this in Nature, which is, you know, one of the preeminent scientific journals. We actually quoted from Nature last hour when we talked about benefits of urolithin A. So, you know, not every study is credible. You know, like the study from 2015, I don't know, maybe it was a little bit half-baked and maybe not such a prominent journal. And maybe the fix was on to produce the study in some kind of corrupt way. But then they reevaluated this in 2019 in Nature with an article entitled Failure of Oxysterol, such as Lanosterol, to Restore Lens Clarity from Cataracts. And, you know, they did it several ways. They did it in vitro, you know, by taking lenses and putting them into incubation in a test tube with lanosterol, and it didn't work. And they've also done some human trials, and they found that using these drops for a period of time did not improve vision in animals or humans. And it's kind of interesting because it got me reading this article. And here's an interesting sidelight when I read the article. It turns out because the lens of the eye contains a lot of cholesterol, it says here that the first cholesterol-lowering drug associated with irreversible cataract formation was a drug called triperinol. It's not available anymore because it's side effects. This compound inhibited cholesterol synthesis, and the result was that it made cataracts worse. And actually, they say, according to studies, and they cite several, cataract formation is also developed with other cholesterol-lowering agents such as statins and fibrates. These are drugs that are currently in use and approved and have not been taken off the market because of their potential to somewhat increase the risk of cataracts. Now, I'm not saying that everybody who takes a statin is going to go blind, but a lot of these people, you know, millions and millions of people taking statins, a lot of people who are undergoing cataract surgery, they might have under ordinary circumstances, with or without the statins, undergone cataract surgery. But statins inhibit cholesterol biosynthesis, and therefore there is the potential that cataract formation is induced by statins because of some chemical changes that occur in the lens of the eye. There's kind of an interesting sidelight to that. So lanosterol, according to the latest studies, not very effective. I mean, you know, give it a try. But they are working on this. This is the subject of ongoing research. And they really want this to happen. So some research outfits are looking at the potential for substances that can be used as eye drops. Not very successfully to this point. But it may be that at some point we'll crack the code for changing the folding of the proteins that are altered in cataract formation and unfold the folding that causes the lens of the eye to become opaque. It's kind of the holy grail of ophthalmological research, anti-cataract drops. Folks, are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Well, meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. You can get it by ordering from timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. And the way you do that is use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. We talked about it last hour. This item, melatonin suppresses osteoporosis. Wow. Yet another attribute of melatonin. Melatonin used as a sleep aid and as something that is a time setter for people suffering from jet lag. Also, we know that melatonin may have anti-cancer effects, especially when it comes to breast cancer. That issue was raised when it was found that night shift working females had a higher rate of breast cancer, possibly because they're under artificial light at night, which suppresses the production of melatonin. In the darkness, when you're sleeping in a dark room, melatonin production increases. Melatonin is associated with darkness, and if you spend a lot of time under incandescent lights, you'll suppress your melatonin production. Okay, so this one, melatonin suppresses estrogen deficiency-induced osteoporosis. And there are studies that suggest that melatonin can have an impact on bone. They say melatonin has a direct effect on bone remodeling by promoting osteogenesis and suppressing osteoclastogenesis. In other words, the bone building is emphasized and it suppresses the bone breakdown. It also regulates the biological rhythm of bone tissue, which benefits its osteogenic effect. Melatonin participates in the modulation of the bone microenvironment. It reduces something called NLRP, which is actually a target for Prolia. Prolia works on NLRP pathways. So they say here, this is, again, a review article, which goes over all the ways that melatonin can be helpful for osteoporosis. They say they propose it as an alternative drug for osteoporosis, which can improve the gut ecology, remodel microbiota composition, works on the GI tract, regulate substance absorption, and maintain metabolic balance, all of which are helpful to the health of bone structure. Based on the evidence in this review, melatonin will play a more important role in the diagnosis, prevention, and treatment of postmenopausal osteoporosis. So, yeah, melatonin, you know, and I take it in the form of sleep gummies from CB Sciences. It has a little melatonin. It also has some CBD and other natural substances which induce deeper sleep. So I'm getting my melatonin, which hopefully will have a beneficial effect on my bones. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract want to help you stay healthy as the seasons change while keeping costs down. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples. So just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. No purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's hear one of our phone calls.
My question is about when to take certain vitamins. I know that D, E, A, and K are fat soluble, so I take them in the evening after a meal with fat. But I also take a lot of minerals like potassium, zinc, selenium, and now I've added chromium. And I'm thoroughly confused about taking all of these at the same time if there's a problem with minerals. And I also know that things like vitamin C are fat-soluble. I mean, not fat-soluble, water-soluble. So should they be taken with certain minerals and CoQ10 and alpha-lipoic acid? And if there's a book out there that anybody's written that goes through this litany of vitamins and when to take them so that they're the most absorbable, I'd appreciate knowing about it.
Okay, so interesting question about the timing of taking certain supplements. And I would say if there's a book written that tells you precisely about the timing of different supplements, be wary of that book, because don't think that we have scientifically demonstrated that the timing of supplementation is especially crucial. There are some potential interferences between calcium and magnesium, for example, but they're often prescribed together. There, you know, maybe a little bit of interference, like a 10% interference, but if you take enough calcium and enough magnesium, it'll get through. There is also the notion that some, you know, I've heard it broken down this way, that some are anabolic, so you should take them in the morning, and others are catabolic, and you should take them in the evening. That has been somewhat debunked. It's kind of a nice gimmick to provide you with AM and PM vitamins. It's also, as you mentioned, and you know, I think you're very knowledgeable about this. There are water soluble vitamins. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take them with lots and lots of water. The water that's present in food or in a meal should suffice. As most meals are not, you know, desiccated sand, bereft of any water content. The fat-soluble nutrients like A, D, E, K, and also the omega-3s and things like coenzyme Q10, these are fat-soluble, meaning that they're actually better absorbed when you take them with some fat. So, for example, you know, when you want to take advantage of the beneficial carotenoids, which are fat-soluble in your spinach or your collard greens, you know, saute them with a little bit of oil, and that will liberate their beneficial compounds. When you, you know, make tomato sauce, make it with some olive oil, you know, so that it'll liberate the lycopene, which is fat soluble. But when it comes to, you know, worrying about the timing of the supplements, I got to say that, you know, I'm like an expert in all of these things, and I just throw them all together, you know, and maybe, you know, I'll be proven wrong. But over, you know, many decades of looking at this, I've looked at various schema that purport to tell you when to take different things and how to, you know, separate them out and, you know, take different things 6 times during the day. I just find it more creating OCD than offering any additional benefit. You know, I will say if you're taking like amino acids for brain health, maybe take them away from other supplements or food that could interfere with their absorption. But that's, I think, an exception to the rule. 877-726-8255, our number. You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. You know, we talked about Urolithin A earlier. Here's another one that's I always included in my morning shake. Wrote about it in our newsletter. It's a necessary ingredient for me on a daily basis. I add some NT Factor to my shake. It blends nicely. Now that we're in cold and flu season, there's an additional benefit. NT Factor is combining with the powerful antioxidants vitamin C and D to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com for that BOGO offer. Buy one, get one free. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamin C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com. And just so you know that you should be eating your fruits and vegetables, if you've got liver disease, fatty liver, this study, and by the way, very common condition among Americans, very much associated with overweight, metabolic syndrome, fatty liver. A flavonoid-rich diet is associated with lower risk and improved imaging in fatty liver. Big study among 121,000 adults, 40 to 69. Flavonoid intake improved the appearance of fatty liver. So consider dietary flavonoids. You know, also get it from things like green tea. Thanks very much for joining us. A reminder, you can get supplements via DearHoffmanStore.com. Go to DearHoffman.com for everything related to intelligent medicine, including great podcasts, interviews that I conduct, along with articles. Subscribe to our newsletter and follow us on social media. We're on X and we're on Facebook. Have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.